information.
Yes, ma'am.
Two chances.
To knock it down.
Well, but we all agree. I mean, what I don't understand is the motion, when you amend the motion, pertain to the original motion. If we accept the motion to let them talk and all of us agree, then that will be part of the other motion that we disagree.
So all together.
And then why are we wasting time?
Because it's called procedures.
No,
it's a process that we're going
through. No, because the amendments have to do with the original.
You got to dispense. When a person brings an amendment and make an amendment to the amendment, you just can't ignore it. Even if it conflicts.
We're voting to let them talk, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I
want
to let them talk.
Yes, sir. So let's be clear, because I agree with the confusion that exists here based on the challenges that have been made. So let's be clear what you are voting on. You are not, and if Doc, you disagree, if Mark, you disagree, that's fine. Let's make the members understand what we don't agree on, what we are going to agree on before this vote goes forward. There was an original motion to postpone this item and don't deal with it at all. Mr. Mark then made an amendment to the motion to at least allow the individuals who are here to make their case. In the event you vote on the original motion and approve it, they still haven't wasted their time, because you have heard from them. And you can make your decision next month, the following month, or whatever, but they don't necessarily have to come back if you don't have the ability to come to a conclusion tonight.
So, point of information.
Do I need any more points of information? Any more points of order? Do I really need it? I mean, I've listened and I've gone back and forth three or four times with y'all on this. Everybody seemingly ought to have their say by now. Now, ma'am, why do you raise your hand?
Deanna was before her.
Why do you raise your hand, ma'am?
I think I have a solution to our problem, and it is a substitute motion. Oh, it covers the amendment, and it covers the motion.
But before you make that motion,
no.
I need to hear from Leanne.
I said what I wanted to say. I mean, it's pretty simple. We all want to hear them. Most of us don't want to postpone this. We get it done, because
I'm
running out of time.
Well, I recognized it, but I needed to know if they conflicted or if they had anything to do with each other. So go ahead with your motion, ma'am.
Okay. Whereas the purpose of tonight's delegates candidate search is to create a list from which to draw the replacement KPFT delegates, and whereas for many this would be the first time to meet the candidates, and whereas there's not enough time tonight to complete an election, therefore, rather than holding the actual voting tonight, the voting shall be done over the next 2 weeks by email, with those email votes going to both the secretary, which is Joseph Davis, and the treasurer, Bill Crozier, and the deadline shall be 12 noon on March 25th. The vote count shall be on Wednesday, March 25th at 7 p.m. at the station, and anyone's welcome to observe. So we can hear their
Is there a second of that motion?
Second.
Is there a second of the motion?
Second.
Please, let's not have a discussion. Let's go directly to the vote on the substitute to the substitute of the amendment.
No, it's just a substitute.
Well, period. It's a third layer. So what I'd like to do is dispense of it right now.
I have a question. Before the motion, make the vote
here. Well, you haven't been recognized yet, so don't ask the motion. Now, what I'd like to do is this. We've got three layers of motions on the floor. Now, what we need to do is stop wasting time about questions and points of orders and all of that. So the chair now are moving us to a vote. You've heard the motion. We'll get dispense of this third layer. Then we'll go back to the second layer. Then we'll go to the first layer.
Point of order.
Yes, sir.
The previous amendment was called well before any of this discussion.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It was. Yes.
Do I have a unanimous opinion
yes.
on that?
Yes.
Are there any objections to that?
It's true.
Well, moving forward, chair recognizes that overlooking. So we go back to the calling of the original motion, dispensing all the rest of this that have subsequently happened. The Second Amendment, rather. The Second Amendment. The amendment to the amendment.
Yes.
That's
the order in which that occurs.
Wait a minute. Hank just said there was a closure that I didn't recognize. So clarify what you're saying the closure was.
You crossed your hands.
I called the question on the vote, giving them the time to speak.
Well, why didn't y'all object to these subsequent actions?
Because when he's holding.
Called the question.
Because
then he called
the page and he
called
the vote.
That's the end of all this dust. Which is what the point is. We just take the vote on the amendment and then deal with the substitute after we vote on the amendment.
Any objection?
On the amendment.
Those in favor of the amendment, raise your hands.
What? Whose amendment? Jim?
What is it?
You have every right to be confused, but just vote.
If you vote no, you're against letting them talk.
I count 17 years.
He said he voted
one, two, 18. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. Those opposed? Motion carries.
So the motion, the original motion is has the additional text to allow them to speak even if we decide to delay.
Mr. Crocker,
prior to the vote.
Point of order, she has a substitute motion.
No,
that's what? That's what? Mr. Crocker.
I call the
question on the original motion.
No.
Second.
I'm with you.
Are you prepared to vote?
Yes.
Those in favor? Yes. Those in favor, raise your hands.
This is postponing the election.
Okay. We're going to repeat the motion.
Postponing the election.
For the sake of clarity, Mr. Chair, with all the noise and what have you, would you repeat the motion, please?
The motion from originally from Richard Uzzell, backed by Mr. George Ryder, is to postpone the election tonight. The amendment that was added to it was to give them the opportunity to speak tonight, even though it's postponed.
That's the motion.
That is the full motion.
That's the complete motion.
That's the complete motion.
Part A and B.
Those of you in favor of the motion, raise your hand.
No.
Order. You can't have these sidebar questions going. These sidebar conversations going on. They claim you don't know what you're voting on. Okay? If we pay attention, we'll be able to not be confused about what we're voting on. So he just restated what the motion was.
Within minutes.
So to vote for this motion is to not have an election.
Right.
To vote against this motion would be to have an election. Or at least go through the process, even if you can't come to a conclusion.
Mr. Chair, there's more to it. Should that be an election?
No, it isn't. It's a yes or no. It's a yes. They get to speak regardless. That's a yes or no. This is yes. Are no. Those in favor of the motion, raise your hands. That would be closure. That would not to be to vote on a replacement tonight.
And they still get to speak.
And they still get to speak. I said that. Y'all don't listen. I said the same thing you disagreeing with. Those in favor of the motion, please raise your hands, which is to not have an election tonight. I count 8. Those opposed.
Two, third. They can't make up their minds.
10. 11.
Two, third.
No, it's a majority.
It's a simple majority. Just to say two thirds, don't make it happen. But Robert Rule says it's a simple majority, and the motion does what?
Fails.
Motion fails. Yes, sir.
This delegate over here had another motion to be considered. She put
it was brought to my attention that this delegate was out of order because the chair had a closure and didn't recognize it prior to her motion.
So we can bring it up now.
Ma'am?
Mr. Chair.
Right now, I'm not entertaining any motion. We have concluded this matter. We have concluded this matter with the chair report. With the secretary report.
The motion to postpone the election has failed.
Now, where we are now is we're going to ask the candidate to a president to come forth, and with agreements or disagreements, we're going to allow them to make a verbal presentation to accompany the words of information they sent through the email, of which you still have an opportunity to view. And you still have an opportunity not to have a vote tonight, because the motions allow you that flexibility. So would the body agree to 3 minutes for each person to make their presentation? If they don't use it, that's fine.
We only got 20 minutes.
Well, we'll motion to expand, to extend, but I believe to have them sit through all of this, and to have them come down to this weather, to give them 2 minutes is disrespectful. So I'm proposing 3. I really believe that I 5, but I don't want you to beat me up. So are you objecting to 3 minutes for 4 people, 12 minutes of their time, 12 minutes of your time? Yes, sir.
Will candidates who, my wife, for instance, who I believe sent in the notice of time, isn't here because she didn't understand she was supposed to be here, will I have a chance to speak for her?
Mr.
Chair, if there are no objections,
Ms. Chapto? Did we receive Ms. Chapto?
I can't confirm, and I've confirmed the other 5, but I have not, and I cannot confirm Ms. Chapto got her request in before the deadline.
We cannot keep wasting time. Come on.
I'm sorry. This is
March 4th.
Go ahead.
March 4th.
There's not enough time to do all
that. I have actually nothing for the MSP, so I can't do it myself. I'm getting on the other list, but if someone could, if she's not on the list, I'm quite happy with that. Is she there?
No, she's not
on the list.
I've never seen her.
When was the date that she was supposed to send?
March 4th.
March 4th? That was what, 7
March
days 4th. Ago?
March 4th. And to be here tonight.
Well, no, being here tonight is inconsequential. What we're concerned about, and I would tell you, I looked at them as recent as yesterday, and I still haven't seen Jeff Chapto. So if, in fact, she resends that, listen, this is a Democratic body, and if a member in good standing have submitted their documentation, and you, most of you have said there's some things you don't get from an LSB email trail. So let's give the benefit of the doubt here. And I don't think you're going to get to an election tonight anyway. So if in fact we find that her application did and her request did come in prior to midnight, March 4th, she will be considered subject to this body not making a decision tonight. But I don't believe this body will make a decision, and I can't make a decision about how many minutes you're going to allow the people.
I move the question. 3 is fine.
So are you objecting to my 3? Hearing any objections? Heard no objections. Let's go in any order. The 4 members who are here who would like to state your case, we're going to give you each 3 minutes to make your case about why you should be the person selected to fill this spot. Who wants to go first?
Can we pull numbers?
I guess we should, because I'm sure nobody wants to go first. So,
you got a volunteer.
Oh, come on. Do the other 4, Crosby. Boy, let's do 3 there. I don't think. Come on out. Come on out in the hot seat there. Come on in the circle. You're going to have to feel this, so don't be afraid of it.
Susan Radlin, and I appreciate you gentlemen letting us speak tonight. I'm new blood, and I'm for making progress. I'm a member listener. I've been in Houston since 1977. I raised a family here. I like volunteering, and I like community service, and I take it seriously. And I just finished 10 years with the Deer Park Volunteer Fire Department, and I served on the board there. I appreciate listener-supported radio, and I would be honored to work with KPFT and to help keep it running. I've joined the governance committee, and I look forward to working with it. And I thank you for your consideration. And I don't need 3 minutes. Thank you very much.
Wow! Right in up with this stuff. Chair Relinquish is Chair to Vice Chair Patel.
Is this a political statement?
Well, it's just an untimely event. I have to take this emergency call. Okay. Right.
On January the 23rd, 1969, my life changed. I was part of a group of students that included, I didn't know him at the time, never met him, Danny Glover. And it was part of the, it was a Thursday afternoon. You can Google San Francisco State University on that day, and you'll read about the longest student strike, 5 months in the history of this country, I guess. And what it translated into was the establishment of many ethnic studies programs. That day, I got arrested. And then I applied for a job at the University of Houston. The result was that I got hired because Deborah Danberg, this who we just mentioned, said, "He's our boy." Now, I don't know if I went to that rally on that day because I heard about it on KPFA out of Berkeley, but I would like to think I did. When I got to Houston, one of the first things I did was to get involved with this radio station. But when the transition occurred, the rewriting of the bylaws, it catapulted me to this realm that you know, or most of you know about, as far as I'm concerned. This radio station is in absolute, the network is in turmoil. And with all due respect to those who think new blood is necessary, I think you need to know little things like the fact that when you've got 15 hands going up that indicate that some 15 people support something, you don't have to worry about counting the remaining hands. You just quickly go to a vote and move on down the road. You don't have to waste time. This body wastes more time than I can stand just about. During the time that I have been off of this board, I have worked with the Fort Bend Employee Federation, Fort Bend Employee Federation. That's the teachers union in Fort Bend County. I've helped them to rewrite their bylaws. It's been a phenomenally positive experience. Juliet Stepetch, who I helped to facilitate on the Open Journal four times. Is that right, Dwayne? Four times? Three or four. She asked me to work with the Student Congress, which has led to their radio program. I've chaired a committee that brought in $4,000 about the tennis tournament. I've solicited money from
10 seconds.
From Claude Cummings. The check came in this week for $1,000. In every way possible, I think I've contributed to the station. I hope I deserve a spot on the board.
Thank you.
Does anyone have any questions for the four candidates? Just one person? Okay, I guess maybe if you ask a question and each candidate can have 30 seconds to answer.
My question is, did somebody state the lady's name, Veronica?
Oh, that's not here. Mary.
Mary Beth Vaughn.
B-A-U-M or N?
N-I-N.
Mary Beth Pappas Vaughn.
Did you have questions for the candidates?
Maybe each one of you could give me a minute on, or half a
30,
minute.
Yeah, 30 seconds.
What would you support to bring in new listeners?
Me?
All four of them.
We can go in the same order.
To bring in new listeners?
Members. Hope that they'll become members.
Well, listeners, members, right?
Yeah.
I think there needs to be more advertising. I think there's a lot of people. I've even talked to people at work and they don't even know about KPFT. And I think that it needs to somehow or another more advertising.
Can you get 30 seconds?
Well, I know y'all do a lot of advertising at U of H and the big universities. Well, I think we should target are the smaller colleges, TSU, Houston Community College, especially Houston Community College and Lone Star, who have excellent communication studies programs and would be a good place to find interns and other help.
Thank you.
I agree. I think that as far as outreach goes, which is a way to reach new members, set up information tables for universities, San Jack College, the junior college's younger audience, have some CDs to give away, bumper stickers, history of the station, and just really brag about it, be proud of it. You know, progressives are shushed. For some reason, we're usually embarrassed to let people know how we feel. And that's got to change, because we're right.
30 seconds. Thank you.
I agree with all of them. And the phenomenal programming in the past week, there have been some incredible driveway moments for me. There was an Open Journal on abortion. There was an Open Journal on the history of Sam Houston, the history of the Student Congress, and that brings in new kids, as I said before. The Code Pink lady who went to Cuba and the program, the interview that Lillian Kerr did, the interview Dwayne Bradley did with Dave Atwood on the death penalty.
30 seconds.
That's Democracy Now! Coverage of Selma.
Did you have a question? No? Okay. If there's no more questions from the board members, I guess we can vote.
Yes. Really, what Dwayne has specified was instant runoff voting.
Could you
we
explain
have 10
that?
Minutes.
Okay, so instant runoff is that you would just write down the name of your preferred person on a piece of paper. Maybe I can go get. Is Dwayne even going to vote?
Yeah.
Why not?
I suppose
it's not. Because you have to put. You could just put one person. But if the person doesn't happen to get a majority, instant running means you order them 1, 2, 3, and then your next vote counts. So what happens in that case is the least number of persons, the least number of votes is eliminated.
One, two, three, four.
And the second place votes for those people get counted and so on. So
yeah,
you don't have to put down second place votes, but you can.
Okay.
I have another question. I do see Susan Radwan up here. Is she going to be on the list?
Cool.
Yeah,
she's
on the list. Yes.
She's
in
the first.
Yeah.
The first.
Right.
Yeah.
If everyone could stand up and say your first name.
Spell your name for it before you go further, because I have my emails all day.
Susan
I got you,
Radwan,
Teresa.
R-A-D-W-A-N.
Anissa, A-N-I-S-A. Faruqi, F like Frank, A-R-U-Q-I.
Stuart Snow, S-T-U-A-R-T, last name Snow.
Ted Weisgall, T-E-D-W-E-I-S-G-A-L.
And then the fifth person who isn't here is Mary Beth Vaughn. Teresa, did you have?
Yes. I would like to move that we vote by STD on these five candidates, and that we create a list to fill any future vacancies, because I don't think that we should have to go through this again. Now, the chair, I think, misunderstood, and the chair just said something to the effect about, oh, we can't do that. But I will call to your attention, section Article 4, Section 10, filling of vacancies. And I was here, I was not on the board, but I was attending a meeting when we were filling vacancies. And this is what we did. There were about eight people that were interested, and we created a list.
I believe that the chair, Dwayne, has already clarified, though, that we aren't going to do STD voting, and we're just going to do it.
Then I would appeal the decision of the chair. With additional information from the bylaws, it does not say that we can't fill vacancies this way.
Well, is there anyone who wants to
second? Select the method. We listen. We vote.
Hold on, everybody. Is there any? Would it be appropriate if someone seconds Teresa's motion, or is it just
no?
Not?
Oh, yeah,
no.
Yeah,
no.
We
have
no one.
We
have
no
one.
Well, he's back.
Yes. Yes, it's a chair. Yes.
It's simply replacement. That's all it says in the bottom. No.
We are ready to go.
Which means that he's already specified he wants us to not vote.
We are ready to vote.
I'd like to make a motion. Everybody stick their ballots up if they're ready, and they don't want to wait for the.
We need one more ballot, actually, for Dwayne.
Okay. Dwayne, can you take a ballot?
Thank you, sir.
What did you say?
One.
One?
Mr. Yes,
Chair,
one.
I appealed the decision of the chair. I would like an election by STD to create a list, and I'm referring to Section 10 of Article 4 in the bylaws about filling of vacancies.
And what does Section 10, Article 4 say?
It says, if a delegate position becomes vacant midterm, that delegate shall be replaced for the remainder of his or her term by the highest ranked candidates from the last election of delegates for the class of members for that station, which was not elected and who is available and continues to meet the delegate's eligibility requirements as set forth in Section 2A and 42B of the Articles of Bylaws. In the event that no eligible and available candidates from the last election is found, and that's where we are, because we have none left, then the delegates for that radio station shall appoint a member of the appropriate class to serve as delegate and fill the seat for the remainder of the term. This does not prevent us
but from creating a
Women and men, let's conduct ourselves as women and men. The lady has the floor. Allow her to continue to make her point.
I think we're going to vote anyway. I do not understand why we can't do STD as we did before several years ago, which I observed. And we had great candidates for that. And if we, and I'm at this point, I'm motivating my motion. If we have someone resign next month, do we really want to go through this again?
Point of order, people.
So
we've heard your motion, ma'am. Is there a second to her motion? This process is in the matter of a challenge, as I understand it. So since there's been a challenge, and Ms. Patel was the chair at the time, I'm not acting as chair now. She is going to defend. Did you make a ruling? Well, how did you challenge if it's not a ruling? Oh, now I'm okay. I didn't rule anything. First off, let's be very clear. And with her own reading of the bylaws, it's nowhere in there about STV, it's nowhere in there about creating a list. All that is just being read into it. What is very clear about, though, as you heard her read the bylaws, you, the LSB, charged with a replacement, not replacements, not for the future. It's very clear. You have a charge tonight to replace a member. Now, it is arguable, and it is challengeable, and it is votable whether we use STV or instant runoff voting. That's your choice. I didn't make a declaration of that. I just know that it would take, what time is it, Mr. Chair? Mr.
Tim,
I knew you wouldn't get to it, and if someone make a motion now to close, I don't recognize anyone right now until I get away. Now, as I look around this room, and I've seen about 15 point of orders from this side and information, I'm coming over here to this member to hear what is her concern.
So can we just vote? Because no matter what happens, the results are going to be the same. We can go back and figure it out if we're going to do what you're asking later. Can we just vote so we can get out of here?
Mr.
I mean, I think most of us have already done this.
Don't speak until you recognize.
Yeah, I think it's disrespectful to the people that are here.
Yes.
Now, for all these hands, put your hands up and I'll create a stack. But you can't be speaking out of order just because you're excited.
Who's next?
Go ahead and give me a guy. Who else? Put your hands up if you want to say something. That's the only way I'm going to recognize you. Doc, Moreno, Lamb, Castellano. Who else? Okay.
Castaneda
and Mark. Not yet. I'm not entertaining motion. Period. The only thing I'm entertaining right now is that you've got some itch that you want to get out, and let's be respectful with one another and let the itch get out. I'm not entertaining any.
I have George Ryder, Susie Moreno, Hank Lamb, Marina Castellanos, Adriana, and Robert Mark.
George Ryder, 1 minute.
Sorry.
Yes, sir. What is your point of order? Let's make sure it's a point.
Earlier that the time started at 10 o'clock, so I make a motion to extend 10
seconds.
It is 10:03. Are there any objections for an extension of 10 minutes, you said?
Objection.
15 minutes. Objection?
Objection.
Okay, sir, state your objection.
I don't want to last go any longer past 10 o'clock.
Okay, that's your objection. Very clear. Any discussion? Prepare to vote. Do we need a two-thirds or a simple majority on this vote?
We need two-thirds.
Ladies and gentlemen, what's before you right now is a motion to adjourn, a motion to close. Well, basically, in effect, it is to extend, but if it fails, you're going to close the motion. You're going to close the process. So those of you who are in favor of this motion, you're extending to 10:19, according to this clock. That is what this motion is substantive effect is, to extend to 10:19. Those in favor of the motion, raise your hands. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. 14, those opposed? One, two, three, four. Motion carries by my man. Now, we're here until 22:19, and where we are is the stat.
He's George Ryder. Right.
George Ryder.
So, we're going to take an IRE vote. When there's only one person being elected, an IRE vote is the same as an SDG vote. We will, as a result of having taken that vote, we'll have a sequence of people who were eliminated, and we'll have one winner. The whole substance of Teresa's motion is to keep the list so we don't have to do this again. We can choose to do that at any time. But in any case, as long as we don't throw it away tonight. My suggestion is that we do that. It makes a certain amount of sense, but we don't have
to. All right.
Susie Moreno.
Before you said you didn't want a motion, my hand was up, and I wanted to make a motion to vote. Because these people are here, they're running, and they deserve to know, and they deserve to have the vote tonight. And we've already voted.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay.
Hang on.
Okay.
I call the question.
Yay.
Are there any objections to calling the question?
Yes.
Are there any objections to calling the question?
Yes.
State your objection, sir.
My objection is, I want to be on the stack. I want to say something about this because I think there's an agreement.
We're not debating, sir. Okay. Now, we do know we have a two-thirds threshold here. So those of you who will be voting in affirmative of this motion, you will need to be clear what the action and the consequences of the action is.
Point of information.
Right. Voting
for
voter.
What is the
enclosure? We're
voting on. Mr. Secretary, will you make it very clear what we're voting on? The motion to close the discussion.
Debate.
Yes, the debate.
There was a motion to close debate or calling the question.
Ladies and gentlemen, are you prepared to vote?
Yes.
Those in favor of the motion, raise your hands, please. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12. Hold your hands up. Are you voting, sir?
Yes.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12. Those opposed? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. The motion doesn't carry. All right. We're still in debate. We're still in discussion.
Maria Elena Castellanos, sexually.
No, sir. You made your motion. That's the only reason I recognized you. So now we're going to come to Maria.
Okay. First of all, I think that it's completely out of order to be considering a motion with regard to the overall procedure when we have already had candidates give their presentation. Let's proceed to vote. Let's deal with that matter before we go on to any prospective future vacancies. And so, and as far as any future vacancies and building the list,
30 seconds.
I think it's inappropriate for the person to cite
Robert
something out of context with reference to elections.
Adriana Castaneda.
I see Adriana Castaneda.
Okay, I call the question again.
Please.
We are not.
You call the question. You don't have to give an example. But we're going to go through this exercise once again. Two-thirds required. Are you prepared to vote?
Yes.
Those in favor of calling the question, raise your hand, please.
Voting on both.
You're closing debate.
Vote.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12. Those opposed?
Still
one, two, three, four, five, six. Motion does not carry. Again.
12 to 6? Yes.
12 to 6 carries.
12 to 6.
Okay, my man.
14 votes for 2 votes.
12 to 6.
We have how many people here?
Abstention.
19.
How many people here?
40.
We only got 2 peace speakers left.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, the motion does not carry.
6 to 12
does not carry.
12 to 6
does carry.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19.
That's
40. We have 19.
12 to 6.
The statute doesn't count. It's 2/3 of those voting.
It's 2/3 voting.
I don't happen to have that in front of me, though. If it is, that's fine with me.
Okay. The motion carries.
Fine.
The motion has been carried.
Okay, so can we vote?
Now we vote.
Pick them up.
Can we have some,
pick up the cards.
Marianne or Sue, please collect these things.
Yes,
what was on the floor was Teresa's motion, wasn't it?
No.
No.
No,
that was not.
We never got to Teresa.
No.
A motion to close debate on the matter. To vote.
And now we're voting.
You need to vote.
You know who you all are.
Oh, let's just do all of them, y'all. Get your wallets out. Get your wallets out.
That's clear.
I bet you we won't be in here for free.
People walking around can't stay on the outside of the table.
We won't be free for good.
No reason.
We won't be free anymore. Okay.
Chair.
Yes.
Are you the one that received the vote?
Where are the votes? Okay.
Mr. Chair, who would you like to have counted?
Yeah. Has Bill left?
Secretary.
No.
Window dressing and some laundry cleaning here. Can I have your attention for the next few minutes? Can I have your attention just for a couple of minutes? Just for a couple of minutes, can I have your attention? Some chairman business here is being calculated. Can I have each board member's attention? So you won't say, I didn't know. You did that. Now, talking about PNB committees, give yourselves a hand for getting the PNB committees ready to submit to the PNB. Now, we're going to get ourselves ready for our own committees. So, the Committee of Inclusion. The Committee of Inclusion needs a convener, the local Committee of Inclusion. Is there anyone to volunteer to convene the Committee of Inclusion? You volunteer? You voted? I mean, you volunteer? Okay. Publish properly the notice. A programming committee, local programming committee for the local station board, not the station. A local programming committee. Who will convey the meeting for the local program committee? Elena.
Leanna.
I'm sorry. I know your name, but I'm just confused.
Leanna Lopez.
Ms. Lopez.
You get the committee in inclusion?
Just the convener. Now, ARDC, Anti-Racism Diversity Committee. Who would like to vote about it? No, this is a new body here. It's being reconfigured. ARDC, who will convey the ARDC committee? Ted, is Ted in the room?
I am the ARDC.
Yes or no? All right. Now, we have conveners for our ARDC, for our programming committee, and our committee of inclusion.
Yes, sir.
We voted necessary.
The other three got an equal amount of
You listen, man. I've served on these committees 4 years. Just because they don't do it now, then, don't mean we're not going to do it today.
Ted got four, Stuart got four, and Lisa got four. The other lady, Susan, she got
four. You don't understand parliamentary procedure, son. When you have a bylaw that has standing committees in it, you can't afford a case closed. Yes, ma'am.
The other two got four, and Susan got
four. 4-9? 4-4-4-9.
Yeah, 4-4-4.
So 9 is the done deal. 444 got to go to the second round.
Okay.
Meaning we need to go to how people voted the second. Let's go back to that. Hold on to that. That's the first one. Okay, come on. And the fact that the body said, you've already challenged here 5 times. You lost. So I didn't know you said you should.
Yeah, we'll keep the ballots. I've got some over here.
Okay.
Okay.
four votes each. So it's impossible to make a list from that because you would then arbitrarily decide who's the first preference. So it ain't happening.
Congratulations, Susan.
Susan won.
Tony left.
Just one.
So,
And the rail would have been two, and the open seat is three. So that's how you come up with 21 votes, I guess. Madam P, at least.
Yes.
The reason we're counting 21 people. We're counting.
Only left.
Yeah. We're wearing them. I'm surprised.
Yeah.
Who sounds great?
Yeah.
He had planned since, so who kind of got him?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll be better on the top. I may have some.
Okay. All right, so that would be one. I get one on the envelope to them to be good. Because it makes up with the others.
This is junk.
Hey. Got a paper bag.
No, you'll be able to keep up with it better than me. And it's easy to remember. To identify.
We don't have to get together soon.
Oh, I can just we are so close to
this. After this one, if I know what to do and when to do it, we can do it. So, then we'll figure it out. We'll need to figure out more of
it. Okay.
All right, so we're done?
All right, yeah, we're ready.
All right, I'm closing the recording.
Let me get my junk off the table.